Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly.
Welcome to Advent Encounter, your daily podcast for the festive season from me, Matthew Porter. So welcome to day 18 on the 18th of December. Today's episode is entitled Advent Impossibilities, and our reading is Luke 1:37 from the Revised Standard Version. The angel said to Mary, "For with God nothing will be impossible." Apple's Bill Atkinson is especially known for creating overlapping windows on a computer screen. We now take this kind of thing for granted on modern computers, but when first invented, this radically transformed what you could see and do on a screen. He used complex coding that involves what's called regions. In his brilliant biography of Steve Jobs, Walter Isaacson describes how it was done. On a visit to rivals at Xerox Park, Bill Atkinson thought he'd seen it on one of their monitors. So he went back to Apple to reproduce it. In fact, Atkinson was wrong. No one had ever accomplished it, and the people at Xerox Park later told him they were amazed that he'd done so because it was thought to be impossible. Atkinson later said, "Because I didn't know it couldn't be done, I was unable to do it." So Atkinson did it because he didn't know it couldn't be done. I wonder, what could you do if you were empowered to do the seemingly impossible? In his book Leading, Alex Ferguson describes how, as manager of Manchester United, he was determined to win. Here's how he describes his perception of his job. "My job," he says, "was to set very high standards. It was to help everyone else believe they could do things that they didn't think they were capable of. It was to chart a course that had not been pursued before. It was to make everyone understand that the impossible was possible. That's the difference," he says, "between leadership and management." So Ferguson became the most successful football manager in history and enabled his players to do what had never been done. I wonder, what could you do if you were empowered to do the seemingly impossible? Bill Johnson, he's senior leader of Bethel Church in Redding, California. "I've been to Bethel. I've seen how Johnson and his team have created a culture of expectation so that the miraculous is becoming more normative. I saw and heard no hype, just a simple, practical, biblical Christianity, and lots of people testifying to bodies healed, souls saved, lives transformed." Chris Vallotton, one of the senior leaders at Bethel, summarises what they're aiming for, saying, "It's our destiny to do the impossible." So Vallotton, Johnson and others, they've read the Bible and they're praying and working to see the miraculous kingdom of God come to earth. I wonder, what could you do if you were empowered to do the seemingly impossible? At the first Advent, Mary was called by God through an angel to become the virgin mother of his son. Although prophesied many years previously in Isaiah chapter 7, this had never happened before. But that didn't faze the angel. He explained it to Mary with the infamous words, "Nothing is impossible with God," Luke 1:37. So Mary conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. I wonder, what could you do if you were empowered to do the seemingly impossible? Advent is a season when the seemingly impossible becomes possible. The unusual and miraculous happened and still happens today. You know, week after week I hear stories at the Belfry staff morning of lives transformed through Holy Spirit activity. Just this week I've heard more. The seemingly impossible is becoming possible. That's why the vision of the Belfry, the church I have the privilege to lead, is to be serving God's transformation of the North. We want to play our part in seeing the seemingly impossible happen in our region, because we're daring to believe with the angel that nothing is impossible with God. So what about you? I wonder, what could you do if you were empowered to do the seemingly impossible?